The drums start again. My blood quickens in my ears. We fan out along the tops of the cliffs. Down below, the horrible trackers point and screech. They run to arms, but so do we. We run toward the field. Swords are drawn. The clash of steel against steel sends a shiver up my spine. A hail of arrows flies from the centaurs on the cliffs. An arrow sings past me and finds its target in a wraith dangerously close. Ah! A fierce war cry splits the air. I see one of us brandishing a sword as if born to wield it, and I know beneath that illusion beats the heart of my friend Felicity. I can scarcely believe my eyes. Coming toward us at a furious pace is the Gorgon, a sword in each of her four hands. She staggers as she moves, unaccustomed to the feel of her legs after so long without the use of them. But it is no matter. She cuts a magnificent, terrible figure, a green giantess striking blows left and right. The snakes atop her head writhe and hiss. She shrieks above the din. If you wish a battle, I shall give it. I am the last of my kind. I shall not lie down without a fight. In all her glory, she is a sight to behold. The snakes move in a frenzy about her head. I am both in awe of her majesty and frightened of her terrible power. Some creatures turn to stone at the look of her. Others she cuts down with the strength of her sword. It is as if she no longer hears or sees us. She is lost to the battle, so much so that she raises her sword against one of us by mistake. Gorgon! I shout. She turns on me at once. And, oh, the hideous intent of those yellow eyes now that she is free. It is a horror from which I cannot look away. I am falling under the Gorgon's frightful spell. My feet have hardened to stone. I cannot move. The world spins away. The sounds of battle are gone. I hear only the Gorgon's seductive hiss. Look at me. Look at me. At me. At me. Look and be amazed. The stone creeps through my blood. Gorgon! I say, my voice strangled, but I don't know if she has heard or not. Look at me. Look at me. Can't breathe. The snakes hiss wildly. Gorgon's eyes lose their bloodlust. They widen in horror. Do not look, Most High, Gorgon screeches. Close your eyes. With what strength I have left, I do. Immediately the trance is broken. My limbs go limp with relief, and I drop to the ground, gasping. Gorgon helps me to my feet. You must not look upon me now, for I am not the one you know. I am my warrior self. Guard yourself. Do you understand? I nod fiercely. I could have killed you, she says, shaken. But you didn't, I gasp. I hear a moan. One of us has fallen. By accident, a wraith has drawn blood. The false Gemma falls to the ground.
Fool!
Amar shouts.
If you shed her blood here, her soul cannot be ours.
But the body on the ground is no longer an illusion of me. The magic falters and fades. My face is replaced by the face of a Hajin woman. Her brown eyes stare up at them. The creature howls in anger.
They deceive us. This is not the one. Find the one, the true one.
Over here, one of us calls. No, it is I. I am the chosen one, another shouts from the battlefield. I am the one you want, comes yet another voice.
The creatures screech.
They confuse us. How can we see when they use the realm's magic against us?
A poppy warrior shouts.
It is that one by the rock. No, it is this one near me, I tell you.
We are everywhere, and it is too much for them. They fall into fighting each other. I shout over their din.
Why should you fight for the tree's glory, for the trackers? They will let you die and take all the magic for themselves. The tree will rule you as the order did.
The creatures eye me narrowly, but they listen. One of us calls,
You will still be slaves to someone else's power. Do you honestly believe they will share it equally with you?
Amar paces on his white steed.
Do not listen to them. They are deceivers.
A skeletal creature with long shredded moth's wings shakes his spear above his head.
Why should we give the power to them when we can have it for ourselves? What will you promise us?
Another man asks. His skin is as grey as rain.
Silence!
The trackers open their hideous cloaks to reveal the screaming souls within.
You see what we wish you to see.
The Winterlands creatures cower and fall again under the spell of their leaders.